Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to Food Fight Radio. I'm your host, Claire Katz. With me in the studio is a man who puts the sexy in dyslexic, Marcus Todd.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Great. Now the show's dated. Thanks a lot.
March 31st, 2013.
We can't ever use that show again.
That's fine.
You just completely, unbelievable. You know, firstly, folks, before we begin our show, I'd like to bring you all in on the huddle about some glitches that occurred during last Sunday's show. Folks, we were not live last Sunday as we were called out of town, and normally that's not a problem for most shows, but our show has a poltergeist. A poltergeist that has it out for us and jumped at the opportunity to wreak havoc on us. There were some glitches that would have embarrassed our wonderful show if we let it. To our advertisers out there, you suffered a loss of broadcast coverage, but that's okay. We're going to set you up with some great times next Saturday night between 1 and 3 a.m. We've got you covered. Rebuilding my reputation, though, is going to take some work. I'm going to have to kill someone or beat up the biggest guy in the yard to get my cred back. Additionally, I'd like to extend a warm what-what to our board op, Jeff. Yes, the folly of pre-recording came back to bite us with a Jaws 3-like vengeance. Forgive us, for we knew not how good we had it. Oh, great and powerful Jeff, whose board op skills are the stuff of legend. May your fairly quick wit and vanilla personality continue to rain down on our show and bless us with marginally acceptable recording quality for years to come as we hail to you in reverie by bowing our heads thusly and recant the board op affirmation.
All hail Jeff.
Well, gotta worship something. And now on with the show. Welcome to Food Fight Radio, the best food show ever. Because I've heard them all. The Fork Report with that dim bulb Saavedra, The Splendid Table with Lynn Rosetto Casper. That's not bad, but after 30 years of the same shtick, I'd sure hope she'd have her stuff straight by now. This show is public radio, so it's actually public. It's like mandatory listening, so there's no getting this lady off the air. It doesn't even matter if the show's any good. And they're all lacking. They're either ignorant or selling something, or they only talk about diet food, or the host is 100. Most shows are not realistic for most people. Most people are just hungry for something tasty, or they want to know where to go, or they're confused about what to serve their family, or they have a fridge full of produce they have no clue how not to waste. Most people aren't wasting their lives measuring 5 or 6 almonds to go with their protein puck breakfast. The majority of people are just trying to enjoy life, trying to get the most out of it, trying to get ripped off less and spend more time with the people they like. We are here to actually help you do that, and you won't find that anywhere else. Today on Food Fight, we'll be telling you what you can do with all those colored eggs we got you to make last week. Sorry if you made too many, Marcus. You and your onion skins. Do you think they pressure the chickens to lay more eggs faster this time of year?
Oh, yeah, always.
Like bribing them or yelling them at them? Mm-hmm. Giving them Powerade in between eggs? Lying to them?
I swear you'll have a baby this time.
Yeah, tell them if they can lay 50, they'll be set free.
They'll be set free. Exactly. Yeah.
now that I have 9 dozen colored eggs, prettily colored eggs, mm-hmm. in my fridge, what am I going to do with all those leftover eggs?
Well, there's always deviled eggs. That's an easy go-to for anybody. You peel them, cut them, devil the middle, put it inside. Yay!
When you say devil the middle, I mean you're signing it up for a cult?
Yes, of course. No, you devil it, a little mayonnaise.
People don't know what that means.
Don't know what means. I thought it was a staple of Americana.
You give it the horns.
Nobody, wow.
No.
That's shocking.
No, people don't know how to devil eggs.
You take the yolk. Okay, you cut the eggs in half long ways. You take the yolks out. You mix it with like mayonnaise and paprika if you're boring. You can add capers and celery to give it a little fun. You pipe it back in there, and then there you go.
Can't you stick some smoked salmon in there and make it interesting?
If you want. Yeah,
that could be
course.
Fun. A little bit more fun. People put mustard in these things. They do. And they put way too much mustard in them.
Way too much mustard.
You get mustard-flavored eggs.
Because people usually put mustard in by color, but since the yolks are already yellow and orange, they kind of can't gauge it properly.
Folks, if you need color, don't put in mustard. Mustard is useful for a lot of things, but if you put in a sandwich or any kind of aioli for color or sauce for color, you wind up with mustard sauce.
Yeah.
You do. It's a very strong color, and it's a very strong flavor. Use turmeric. Honestly, it's good for you,
mm-hmm.
and it makes a very beautiful color with a very small amount of spice, right?
Yes. Yes.
And also, you know, adversely, you can use saffron, but that's not cheap.
that's not cheap at all.
That's really, really, really expensive.
Or
so,
the egg yolks that are the right color anyways.
Where are you going to find those?
Well, you have all the egg yolks because you boiled all the eggs.
Well, yeah, but they're not the right color. They're like yellow. You're talking about the dark orange one from like a Seriously Happy Chicken.
Oh, maybe,
Where are you going to get those? You're not going to buy super all-natural, free-range, grass-fed, omega-3 enhanced eggs when you're coloring them for Easter.
You're not?
No.
That's what we did.
Well, you guys are weirdos. You have chickens in your backyard, I think, by now.
Yes,
don't you?
Yes. We have a little group.
That's absurd.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Where are my free chickens? My free chicken eggs. I'm not seeing.
Well, we only got three, so.
I'm not seeing. You're eating. That's a lot of eggs. I mean, three chickens in one day can lay like 4 or 5 eggs. By the end of the week,
no.
You know, you've got 40 eggs.
No, we get like maybe a dozen a week.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Yeah. That's they just are
what are you wasting your time with those chickens for? Chop off their heads and cook them.
What? They eat all the weeds, too. I'm excited. I have to do less yard work, and I get food.
You also eat all the worms that are aerating your lawn.
That's fine. I have a lot of worms.
And no one ever thinks about that, do they? Has anyone ever eaten a turtle egg?
I bet. No. I know some places farm the, not farm, but like, you know, capture the turtles and take the eggs out before they're laid and eat them.
Okay, so they kill the turtles. So these are unlaid turtle eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, they do unlaid chicken eggs, too. In a lot of other countries, they hard boil them, you know, but you eat the whole thing, skin and all.
Oh, neat.
It's just not hard skin. It's soft skin. It's kind of a little bit rubbery, a little bit leathery. I've seen this on TV. I don't think I would eat one.
No.
I kind of have a problem with, I don't have a problem eating what could have otherwise maybe become a chicken.
Because you can eat a chicken.
Because you can eat a chicken. Mm-hmm. I have kind of a hard time eating something's undeveloped, possibly fetus.
Yeah, because turtle eggs are laid when they're fertilized. So, of course, they're going to have little turtles in there or bits of little turtle.
Which is sick.
Mm.
I can't eat a little bit of a teeny tiny premature baby animal.
I mean, because those things are adorable.
They're cute. Turtles are cute. Turtles. Even grown-up turtles are cute. How ridiculously cute are they going to be when they're infants? You know, I mean, they got the smooth skin instead of the wrinkly skin. Scaly skin, and they're just cute little turtle faces.
Like all eyes.
I don't know if you know
fins,
this, but I have a pet tortoise.
Yes.
And his name is Rudy. He's Rudy the Christmas tortoise, is what he is. And
it's Rudy, the Christmas tortoise.
You know, our Jewish family did this for Christmas. We got a nice Christmas tortoise for our little girls who call him that. So we have like a half and half Christmas.
Nice.
Like, you know, like a lot of Jews do. What's some other stuff that you can do with eggs?
Grabiche. So what you do is you chop up the eggs, you toss them with some tarragon. Some cilantro, a little vinegar, and it's a great dressing for fish. So, you would sear tuna, or you would have whatever fish
with an
you
egg
want.
Dressing,
and that would be dressing. You'd make
tasty.
Dressing. Yeah, it's a really.
I would totally eat that. We should put that recipe on our website, foodfightradio.com.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of good group.
And then that's our one recipe.
That's our one recipe.
Because I'm not sure we're going to be doing any actual other recipes this show. Mostly, we're going to be making fun of people with allergies.
There we go.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of it, actually. coming up after this quick commercial break, we'll be talking about black licorice, who came up with it, what you can do with it, and what's wrong with people who like it. Keep it tuned to Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. Eat in, take out, or delivery. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com. Limited delivery area.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineintonight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS. Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks. With me in studio is Chef Marcus, a guy who actually used to listen to Debbie Gibson.
Who didn't? Can't shake my love. Just can't shake my love. Yeah. Can't shake
Stop it.
I tried to get tickets to her 2009 concert.
Unbelievable. Really?
Yeah, it was in town.
She did Broadway. She did Grease. You went to that, didn't you?
Yeah.
You went to the Broadway of, oh my goodness. Marcus is seriously dancing to Debbie Gibson that he's singing. This is, you know, I thought people only did that in the shower.
Well, in the shower too, of course.
Oh, well, see, you got to watch the things that you tell me, bro, because I'm going to, maybe you told me that in confidence
I think I was blasting it in the office. No.
That was just you on your iPod.
Okay.
So licorice is a candy made with the roots of the licorice plant and the candy.
Slow down, what's that?
Licorice, but was that too hard for you?
Licorice is made with licorice?
You couldn't get that? No,
that one's just made with the actual something.
If you read the word licorice, though, it's spelled licorice. It's not the way people think it is. It's L-I-Q-U-O-R-I-C-E. If you read it, it's like licorice. It's like some kind of weird French pronunciation. And the candy, licorice candy, is made all over the world, which means there are people in every country who like it. Red licorice is not licorice at all. It's just made using the same extruding equipment where they pump the candy out into rubbery ropes, but it's no more licorice than white chocolate is chocolate.
I love red
vines. It's because there's no actual licorice in it.
I wonder how red vines would be with white chocolate in the middle.
Actually, I've seen them covered with white chocolate. I've seen red vines dipped in white chocolate.
Huh.
Yeah, they're actually better than the ones that you dip in milk chocolate.
I bet.
I've had those. They have these at street fairs. Occasionally, and if it's covered in chocolate, I'll eat it. The essential ingredients of licorice are the extract of the root, sugar, and a binder. Not, you know, clip binder like used at the office. A binder is like a starch, flour,
like a
gum or a gelatin, a combination of it. Beeswax is added to make it shiny.
Ooh, shiny.
And molasses is added to give it the black color. See, it's not naturally that color.
No,
you have to put things in there to make it that cool black color.
Hmm.
And so what, you could probably make red licorice that actually is black licorice?
Oh, that would
flavored?
Trick people.
That would trick
great.
People.
We should totally do that.
We should do that. Maybe we should figure out how to do that because I've never once made licorice in my life. Licorice has been around since the beginning of recorded time. There have been licorice freaks just as long. It was loved by pharaohs, prophets. Generous supplies were discovered in King Tut's tomb.
Wait, licorice is older than Jesus?
Yes.
Wow.
But it's a plant.
Well, not that, but people doing things with it.
People have been eating stuff since there have been people.
I know. But
there were people before there were Jesus, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't think it was
candy.
We're
talking about stuff, something that I generally don't even bother to think about. This is.
Yeah. Okay. When
was the creation of this recipe made in, relative to the time when Jesus was like, what? What does that have to do with anything?
Jesus is
not a food subject, dude.
He made a lot of fish and bread, didn't he?
Well, that just proves he couldn't cook. Alexander the Great, Roman Emperor Caesar, even India's great prophet Brahma are on record, I don't know what record, maybe it was written in licorice, endorsing the beneficial properties contained in licorice. It's healthy. It's been used as a medicine. Licorice root contains a natural sweetener, which is almost impossible to pronounce, and it's over 50 times sweeter than sucrose.
Nice.
Yeah, it has various pharmaceutical properties, and the most important one being that it acts as an expectorant, which you can, you know, use for coughs, and increases blood pressure. You should not eat a lot of natural black licorice when you're pregnant. It causes problems. Alexander the Great supplied his troops with rations of licorice root while marching because of its thirst-quenching properties.
Hmm.
Nobody knows that.
Nobody
and people
knows
just
that.
Think it's some disgusting candy that no one ever buys.
I'm going to go buy some licorice root.
Yeah, if you can find some
there's stuff all
actual,
the time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, get me some
because
I want to experiment with it. The some of the candies, some of you listening folks out there might be familiar with. I'm familiar with pretty much all of these. Blackjack?
Yes.
Choo Choo Bar, Crows, Black Crows, not the group. They stink. The candy's not much better. Good and Plenty, no? Licorice All Sorts, everyone's familiar with those. You see those? They look like they have that tasty candy outside, and then you bite into it, and now it's licorice on the inside. But it looks like tasty pink, green, blue candy. No. Salty licorice, they make really kind of not so sweet, really seriously salty stuff. I don't like that kind.
Hmm.
It's disgusting, really. Turkish pepper is another one. That just doesn't sound delicious.
No.
Sounds like you should avoid it. This is the stuff that flavors liqueurs such as Jägermeister and medicines such as NyQuil.
Oh, yeah, huh?
That green death flavor that's in NyQuil, that's licorice. So they put that in there to mask the medicine taste and give it an actual taste that you can recognize. Because the taste of the medicine is so much more heinous than the black licorice, which is bad, but it's strong enough to kind of compete and cover up the medicine flavor. People either love it or they hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I can tell, it's not a learned like or dislike. When we eat, when people eat, we use both the sense of taste and smell to detect flavor. So any taste includes sweet, bitter, salty, and sour. When we bite into a piece of licorice, we taste, get this, glycyrrhizin. There's a lot of R's and H's and Y's in this word, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it properly. Glycyrrhizin? The natural sweetener in licorice, it can, to some, taste a lot like saccharin, the artificial sweetener found in Sweet and Low. With licorice, the medicinal sweetness lingers, and that's generally what grosses people out. So either you're okay with a saccharin aftertaste or you're not. And people can train themselves to like spicy foods or even cilantro, which is kind of a take or not. But liking licorice is ingrained. You're born with it. It's not learned. You are simply born that way, which explains why I loved it as a kid and I love it now. I'm pretty sure that I would have avoided it as a kid if I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I would have said, oh, well, gross. What is this stuff? You know, you can't teach a kid to like something that they don't like when it tastes like medicine. You either like it or you don't. I actually was made with licorice love and taste buds. See? We were born this way, baby. Right?
Yes.
Certain things, you're just born that way.
I do like licorice. Now, I was just thinking about giving my kids that, see if they like it or not, just to see if they're into it.
It's interesting to see whether they do, because both my kids hate it.
Mm.
Like, they'll nibble on it because it's candy,
and
it's entered the house. So they get all excited. Ooh, it's candy, right?
Exactly.
So there's my favorite black licorice caramels. And they're sometimes called black licorice toffees, but it's like a caramel. It's chewy, and it's very caramelly. If you like black licorice at all, you will plot over black licorice caramels. The best and only place to get them is either online or a store that sells British candies. You know, like the York, you know, stuff, and they have the Aero bar, which is the one that's full of holes, and then they have like the Flake, candy bar ever. You open the package, and the air touches this candy bar, and it falls apart.
It flakes apart.
It's called that.
Yep.
They do that on purpose. You can't actually eat this thing. You touch it, it breaks apart like some ancient archaeological find that has never seen actual air and has been in an oxygen-sealed cave. You open the seal to the cave, and everything in it instantly turns to dust.
I love Cadbury candies.
They're very, very good. They really know how to make milk chocolate in Britain.
And chocolate. Yeah, they're fruit nut bars, the Cadbury,
But you know what? A lot of British people like licorice for some reason. That's like they're just born that way. They're born to like licorice. It's weird. Where I grew up in Canada, and they had this thing called Tiger ice cream. and it was striped black licorice ice cream swirled with orange sherbet. So it's black and orange striped ice cream. Looks heinous.
Sounds but so gross.
Pretty. I mean, it's, yeah, you know, it's black and orange. It's Halloween-y looking. Yeah. Cool looking. I loved it. Every chance I get, I would go get it. And it's rare. I mean, it's just really, really rare. I've actually found an ice cream shop, a shop that's been around since 1919, so they probably have a pretty good idea what people like, that makes black licorice ice cream. Mm-hmm. Pitch black. Inky tar looking scary black ice cream. They stick it on a cone only during October, to be sure.
Of course.
I'm in love with this shop. It's called Fossilman's. They do fun flavors, like one freaky fun flavor every month. They do beer flavor.
Nice. I'm there.
Butter flavor.
Oh, of course they would. That sounds great.
Let's have some buttered popcorn flavored ice cream. The jelly bean does very well.
That's true.
So why can't the ice cream do well? I mean, who would think that a buttered popcorn flavored ice cream would be at all tasty? So Fossilman's ice cream is in L.A. I am planning my next vacation to L.A. It will be a 2-day trip, and it will be just food place after food place. And you know me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. I don't look at stuff. I don't care about 4,000-year-old buildings. Not like they have any in L.A. But it's all food.
Yeah.
It's all restaurants. It's all shops. It's all street fair, farmers markets, weird, dingy, hole-in-the-wall soup places, someone's basement where I'll pay like $400 for someone to cook me food in their basement. Like, okay, side room, but, you know, they don't have basements here mm-hmm. in California. It's Ford's filling station. Harrison Ford's son decided to open a restaurant instead of becoming an actor.
Smart.
Guess his acting wasn't very good. Or he doesn't like his dad very much. Maybe. I don't know what the story is, but I'm going to find out because I'm going to make a reservation to have the whole confit baby piglet. They confit an entire...
And cruel at
it,
the same time.
It does, but, you know, they didn't kill the piglet for me. It's in their fridge. So I figure I'm kind of okay with it. I will not look at its face.
There you go.
While I'm chewing on its crispy fried little ear, right? I'll probably have some leftovers. But the whole trip is based around the fact that there is a freak out there like me that loves black licorice ice cream enough to perpetuate its freakiness year after year, making every cranky old man in Los Angeles very happy for about 1 month. I think they've earned the right to put the extra P-E at the end of the word shop. Usually that's just pretentious and stupid, and I make fun of anyone that does it. It's a Fossilman's ice cream shop.
S-H-O-P-P-E.
They've earned the right to do that. Oh, orange licorice lollipops, you were telling me about these things, are for coughs.
No, orange licorice lollipops are for the bacteria that eats away at your teeth. So itself helps, the root itself helps fight cavities and the bacteria in your mouth that create cavities.
Which explains licorice-flavored old-time toothpaste.
Yes. Yeah.
So normally when we find out that people like this stuff, they're like a really curmudgeon-y old guy. Who wears socks with his sandals and stands around his front lawn most of the day, trying to keep kids off
kids
his grass.
Kids, get off my lawn!
Young people don't really seem to like it.
No.
Probably because they don't really want to try
people.
It. That's just mean.
I'm just saying, you're around old people, they smell like licorice. You think of licorice and old people at the same time.
I think they smell like Bengay.
See? Do you like the smell of Bengay?
Yeah, there actually might be something in common there with the medication and the licorice. Or eating it might kind of soak through your pores.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. Women usually hate it. Women usually don't like black licorice. I'm a freak. Mm-hmm. So if you're born with this taste for licorice, then less people are being born this way. I think maybe humans are mutating.
Oh, yeah, we're always evolving. Or
we're turning into a new breed of licorice-hating X-Men that crave sodium and fat. Right? I mean, we've already mutated to have diminished appendix function.
That's true.
Like it doesn't even come into play during digestion anymore. It used to be because we would eat dirt and rocks with our dead scavenged marrow bones and carrion. So that was kind of handy to have an appendix. We all got used to it, and you know, now it just sits there. It doesn't even function, just waiting to get infected and eventually blow up painfully, requiring surgery. That's no good. Next up after this quick break, how to trick food into keeping you young. Yeah, you see, food wants to make you old and chubby. We are going to trick the food into keeping you young and smooth and smart and svelte. Forever.
Forever. I'm really interested.
We're like evil geniuses. That's up next on Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county. Specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks, on KCBQ. I'm your host, Claire Katz. So before we start talking about foods that you can trick into keeping you young forever, I've seen this thing. It's a Capri Sun-style pouch with soup in it. Have you seen it?
Oh, it has like lentils and all that stuff in it, too?
It's got soup in it. Just got soup. It's called Go Soup. Nice. There's a big word on it, one big word that says Go. This is specifically marketed to millennials. Marketing to these guys crack me up. Their lives are so hectic that not only can they not be bothered to put their canned soup in a bowl, but they also can't stand still long enough to read more than one word of advertising. They also have a drink called Recharge and a caffeine workout drink called Fuel. There's always an exclamation point because that's how they live. Everything has to be completely overdone and overstated. It's always a big deal.
It's always epic.
It's right. Epic. Epic. I'm going to fuel and then I'm going to lift and then I'm going to, you know, do, you know, text. So next we'll have a brand of toilet paper simply called Wipe! Exclamation point. A new kind of bag of potato chips called simply Crunch. Coffee will simply be called Buzz.
Buzz.
Buzz. They have a car that's marketed for millennials, the Cube, which is actually a cube. And also the car known as the Smart, which unfortunately isn't. We can do this all day, really. Just because you come up with little one-word, simple, millennial, cool names for things doesn't actually make those things any cooler when you use them. Like the new millennial marketed laxative, Splode. I just made that one up.
Yeah,
people would buy it.
Yeah,
those little punks will buy anything as long as it's only a one-word product, because they're busy doing important things like updating their Facebook status every 15 seconds. Status souping. Because they're eating the go soup. Silly, right?
Yes.
So foods to keep you young. Food, by the way that people kind of produce it and package it and label it and market it, it's kind of made to be preserved and stick around a while and
yes,
at least last long enough on the shelf. If you buy it, you take it home, you stick it in the pantry, you don't eat it for some time. Foods have to be changed so that we can continue abusing them with our lazy, I'm going to eat this only when it's convenient for me lifestyle. And we actually blame the manufacturers for putting the preservatives in these things. We get mad. Why are you making this stuff last long enough until I eat it? What's wrong with you? I don't want these preservatives in my food, but you guys don't eat fresh food right away. That's beside the point. Preservatives are bad for me. But you won't
you
eat.
You let all your fresh fruits and veggies go rotten in your fridge.
You let them go
fridge.
Bad, and then you throw them away. I thought you wanted me to. You know, and
we're
then
just giving you what you're buying.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Buy it, so we make more.
Supply and
of
demand,
that.
Man. I mean, obviously, there's a demand.
Yeah.
For food that doesn't go bad, and then we get all ticked off at the scientists for making food that doesn't go bad, and crops that are immune to certain pests. So well, we don't have any corn this year. Why? Because these mealy moth things ate all our corn. Well, why don't you just make something to spray on the corn so that we did that? You guys got all mad at us. You started accusing us of genetically modifying and mutating our kids. You know, people. Anyway, there are some like natural combinations of things. You know, we talk about food combos all the time. We're chefs. So, yeah. I mean, we combine foods for taste. What if you start combining things specifically for the effect they have cumulatively together? You know, certain things that go great with other things. And we've talked about the best food combos ever. And for anyone that missed that, tough, you know, because it was on the website then and it's not now. A couple of things that you can do, you can eat on a daily, regular basis, easy combinations of two things. And it doesn't have to be weird. It doesn't even have to taste bad. Yogurt with blueberries, right? Because you've got lactic acid, also good for your teeth. We were talking about that licorice toothpaste. Lactic acid wards off periodontal disease.
Oh, nice.
Just don't get the sugary kind.
No.
I'm talking about the yogurt-flavored yogurt. People don't really buy that. They get the Yoplait.
The Yoplait Parfait and the, you know, those.
Have you seen the chocolate mousse-flavored one? It's really good. It's not good for you. It's not yogurt. It is not healthy yogurt. No. I'm going to get my yogurt. I'm going to get my acidophilus and bifidus and my 8 million intestinal cultures, and I'm going to be healthy. No, you're not.
The sugar's going to kill all those before you get a chance to actually get them to work for you.
And there's no yogurt in there. It's some kind of weird, freaky yogurt-flavored mousse. They happen to market it in a little Yoplait.
So they can charge you more.
It's a 6-ounce serving of sugar, folks. Yes. Yoplait, ridiculous. It's not a good way to diet. You're not giving yourself any real protein. You're eating a ton of sugar. And they're like 0% fat milk. They're like 100 calories, but they're 0%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 0% stuff is actually bad for you.
Oh, yeah. How'd they get that? Yeah, of course.
The dairy fat actually helps your body know what to do with all of those yogurt cultures and the protein that's in it. You take the fat out, your body doesn't know what to do with it. You're just eating sugar. Okay, you think you're eating something healthy, but you're eating sugar. If you need sugar, get a candy bar. Commit.
Get a soda.
Or something that you'll actually enjoy. You're not going to be satisfied after you eat a little 100-calorie bowl of yogurt.
Flavored substance?
It's not even delicious.
No. Well, the chocolate mousse one is, but...
Well, that one's actually okay. But it's still a yogurt-flavored chocolate mousse. So that's just not cool. You should eat more sugar-free gum and hard candies.
So sugar-free gum as
sugar-free
in like...
Gum. And
fake
hard
sugar?
Candies. Yeah, fake sugar.
Oh.
Right. It's okay in these small amounts, but the thing is they promote saliva flow, and that helps fight cavities.
Mm-hmm.
So women are always told, don't chew sugar-free gum. And do you know why we're told this? Women have a war against bloating. Anything that introduces air into our bodies makes our bodies puff up a little bit. So we're told to avoid these things, you know, for good reason. We don't want to be puffy. But chewing gum brings more air into your gut, which really, how does the human body work? When there's air in your stomach, it gets burped.
Exactly.
Okay, it's not going to stay in there. It's not. You're not going to become a big helium balloon
Women
walking around the
burp.
Room. They do. They just do it more quietly and less obnoxious than men do.
Uh-huh.
Or at least they should. I don't know if they do. Tea and berries, green tea and berries, is a really, really great combination. The compounds in green tea actually help your body protect itself from sun's UV rays.
Mm.
Among a million other things, and we could talk about green tea all day long, and we'll bring up other stuff for green tea on future shows, but specifically, that will help keep your skin better looking.
Nice.
We're talking about food keeping you young here.
Yes.
So we're telling you about how to keep your teeth healthy,
mm-hmm.
chew licorice root, eat yogurt, wards off the lactic acid, wards off periodontal disease, sugar-free gum and hard candies, which promote saliva flow, help fight off cavities. All these things will help your mouth and your teeth look better, smell better, work better, mm-hmm. and you'll be less sick. You know, there's this weird link that they have of people who are have periodontal disease are more prone to heart disease.
Yeah, because it affects your blood, and your blood affects your
bacteria
heart.
Gets into your blood.
Mm-hmm.
The blood goes through your heart.
Yep.
So anything that affects your blood at all affects the heart health.
Yes.
Okay, so
but
bacteria,
since your mouth is inside your body, it's like it's a quicker line to your heart. You know, like anything on your skin or whatnot, but your mouth.
Yeah.
Is internal organs.
So take better care of your mouth, folks.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Just have, if you have kind of not the greatest breath, there's probably something wrong with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
In most cases, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what's a good way to get rid of bad breath? Eat an apple.
Yes, that's very good for you.
Yeah, all the stuff.
Yeah.
See, because it's not just because it's an apple. You know, you got to eat it with the skin on and crunch the thing up. All the fibrous material, the meat of the apple, scrapes your teeth like a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
There's this French thing where they say, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's not actually the doctor. It's the dentist. Keeps the dentist away. And it freshens your breath in the morning.
Yes.
You know how the French would like put on perfume instead of taking a shower?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll eat an apple instead of brushing their teeth.
That sounds great.
Isn't
I'd rather eat than brush
sick?
My teeth. Right
you
on.
Know, not all French. I'm talking about 200 years ago French, but, you know, because they have showers now.
Yes, yes. And bidets.
Nice, good modern advancement. Green tea plus the berries. You have the berries give you wrinkle-reducing nutrients in the berries.
Mm.
The antioxidants fight free radicals. You're fighting free radicals. You're fighting wrinkles. So the green tea helps protect you against the UV rays in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
The berries help reduce wrinkles.
Nice.
So if you have green tea with berries, and all you got to do is you can throw some berries in there, use some frozen berries as ice cubes, or fill a bunch of ice cubes with berries and stick those in your iced tea.
Nice.
So that's another one. Grapefruit and walnuts. Grapefruit, tasty for breakfast. Walnuts, good for your brain. You should eat those. Walnuts specifically... Yeah, aging-wise, they have vitamin C, which fights wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
Walnuts have healthy fats to keep your skin supple and moisturized.
Supple.
Another thing. Yeah, just you put those two things together, and you don't have to have the plain, nasty walnuts that make your tongue all itchy. You can stick them in the microwave for like 45 seconds, take them out, put a little salt and cinnamon, a little sprinkle of a little sugar on them, maybe brown sugar, and then put that on top of the walnut.
Grapefruit?
Grapefruit. Put it on top of the grapefruit and eat that. Pomegranates mixed with any other kind of fruit.
I love pomegranates.
Yeah, little pomegranate seeds. Hard as heck to open and get the seeds out, but totally worth it because what you get is a giant bowl of pomegranate seeds that you can use for like a week.
Yes.
And, you know, go to YouTube, watch how to properly open a pomegranate. I like to break them apart underwater.
Yeah, me too, and then I spoon them.
It's really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculously fast because you're not afraid of squirting juice everywhere. So you tend to work very fast. You just break them up with your hands, get all the little seeds out. The little membranes float to the top.
Yep.
And then you just take those off. Easy. Eat the seeds inside. You're supposed to eat the hard seeds inside. You're not supposed to nibble on a pomegranate seed and spit out the thing in the middle.
That's too much work.
Yeah, just eat the whole thing. Put that on any kind of fruit salad. The antioxidant punch becomes doubled. And those have ellagic acid, which is a plant chemical, which also helps reduce wrinkles. You get where we're going with this, folks? To try and keep young, one of the big things you can do is look young.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you feel better all the way around. If you're eating generally, you're eating pretty good food, yeah, the inside of your body is probably about as young as it's ever going to be. Keeping young is really all about looking young on the outside. Carrots improve your eyesight, right?
Yes.
Beta carotene. Drinking milk instead of a sugary drink after weightlifting works to help blast fat, has a high proportion of certain amino acids that build muscle. So drink chocolate milk after a workout. The sugar helps stabilize your body, keep your energy up, keep you from crashing, and the amino acids in the milk build the muscle more and help you recover faster. And of course, if you're dieting, help you preserve your muscle. A lot like CLA, and we're going to talk about that in a future show, conjugated linoleic acid. Very, very good when you're especially dieting and lifting. Instead of losing mostly muscle and a little bit of fat, you'll lose almost no muscle and lose more fat. Helps your body know what to do with these things. Milk, it has the same stuff in it because it comes from cows. You know, cows, meat, milk, relation there. And guacamole. It's made with avocados. Magic combination, avocados and mango. Put those things together, put them on a little bib lettuce salad, you know, throw a couple of other whatever you want in there, cucumber, a few mint leaves, a couple cilantro leaves, if you like that sort of thing. I like licorice, therefore I like cilantro. Squeeze a little lime juice on there. The mangoes and the avocados work to keep skin supple. It's a great wrinkle-reducing combo. So those are some great tasty,
mango,
very healthy,
delicious
things that you can eat to help trick food into keeping you super young for the rest of your life. Coming up next, we'll be covering the most interesting and underappreciated and underused meats, like fish collar and beef knuckles and marrow, which is maybe not technically a meat, but it's meat adjacent, right? Bone marrow. Rabbits and pheasants and yaks.
Oh, my.
Up next on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Mira Mesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks. I'm your host, Claire Katz. With me in studio is Chef Marcus.
Hello.
Today we're talking about, you know, underappreciated, underused meats, meats that feel bad about themselves, meats with low self-esteem.
Poor meats.
We're going to help them feel a little bit better. Really, all they want to do is find their way onto your plate and be loved. You know? And who are we to stand in their way? People only want the pretty cuts, the chicken breast, the filet mignon, the New York steak, you know, the pork chop. You know, they're pretty, they're normal. We see recipes with them on it all the time. We have a pretty good idea what to do with them. Yak.
Yak.
Not the sound you make when you throw up. Yak the animal. You can actually find yak meat.
No way, where?
Online.
I'm gonna look.
Yeah. It's cool. Yak is a lot like elk. It's very lean, and it has a nice free-range, all grass-fed, because you're not domesticating these things.
Oh, no. They're yaks.
They're not eating, you know, hormone-full cornmeal here.
Yeah.
They're not getting mad yak disease.
They're not eating other yaks for our
consumption.
Yep.
So, but it cooks up a lot like any other lean cut of meat.
Okay.
Which you want to marinate it well, you want to grill it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to grill it to a medium rare. It's expensive. You have to get it shipped. But, I mean, they send it with dry ice. They send it 2-day airmail. I mean, you get it. It's nice. It's fresh. You thaw it. Let's treat it like red meat. Bring it to room temperature. Salt the heck out of it. You know, let all the moisture from the inside of that steak just come right out. You know, maybe throw in some of the nice sea salt with the herbs of Provence in there. Very, very tasty. I like to add extra salt by getting it's like a hickory sodium marinade smoke flavor sort of a thing. It's concentrated. You get this stuff, and then you add half water. You soak your meat in it for 5-10 minutes, and you get that super salty crust.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very, very tasty. Salmon. But not the regular pieces of salmon. Salmon is not an underused, underappreciated meat. I'm talking about salmon and yellowtail collar.
Oh, okay.
It kind of looks like where the gill goes, that gill bone flap thing on the outside
kinda,
of this.
Kind of moist, fatty,
It's
rich.
Really moist. Yeah. It's really fatty. It's super greasy. It's very rich, and there's a lot of weird little bones in there. But it's this great Star Trek insignia shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of looks like a fat boomerang. You know, if you look at it upside down, it looks exactly like the little insignias on the Star Trek uniforms. Are we nerds?
Yes.
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
So look for that, and you'll have to get it from a specialty fish guy because you won't get it anywhere else. It's very expensive when you order it. It's usually rubbed with some sort of a teriyaki glaze or marinade or just something teriyaki and orangey. A lot of citrus goes great with this sort of thing.
Cut the fat and
lemon juice. And you really got to put your hands in there to get out all these weird pieces of meat. And your hands will be covered with oil, fish oil. It feels great. I mean, you feel like a caveman eating this thing. I mean, you're tearing apart these bones with your fingers. You're like, oh, let me get at the marrow. You know, you're just all over this thing. You feel very Cro-Magnon, which makes you feel great about your food.
Yes.
I mean, you really enjoy the experience when you're getting in there.
You get more connected to
your food. Digging in there with your fingers, and you're like, oh, look at this. I got salmon under my nails. You know, and then it's just, you're all over your food. Makes you feel great. Makes the meal more satisfying, which it should be because it's full of omegas.
Yeah, I bet.
Eating one of these every couple of months is pretty much guaranteed to keep wrinkles at bay.
Yeah.
So you're good. You don't have to be taking the little sissy fish oil omega-3 things every single afternoon. Just eat some fish collar every once in a while. Ostrich. I don't know why ostrich farms never seem to make it. They should make a fortune just on the giant egg sales.
Yeah.
They could sell them in huge dozen cartons.
Well, over by the Wild Animal Park, they sell the ostrich and the emu eggs.
But they're very expensive.
They're like $10.
You know they're expensive because there's less of them than you'd think you'd get because ostriches have a tendency to stand and step on their own eggs and crush them.
Oh, man.
You got to jump under there and save the eggs from their mamas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a species of dodos.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to wipe out their own offspring because they're so stupid they step on their own eggs. Just dumb. Pheasant, healthy, nice, gamey flavor. Tastes richer than chicken. I love that. It's a lot like wild chicken. Our modern factory chickens don't really taste like chickens. You have to order it online in the upcoming weeks. We have a great pheasant farm that's going to be talking to us live on the show, and we're going to be talking about all things pheasant.
Nice.
Pheasants are not as cute as you think they are. They're cuter than chickens.
They are cuter than chickens.
Well, but they're not beautiful wild birds.
No.
They're actually kind of ugly, you know, a little bit. They're kind of cute in an ugly sort of way. Or ugly
like
in it.
Pug dogs?
Yeah, maybe ugly in a cute way.
Ugly in a cute way.
It's like ugly. Something is so ugly that it's actually cute.
Aww.
You know? But you really just kind of have to see them. So we'll have our great preferred vendor guys, if you will, pheasant. They're going to be coming up. So when something tastes like chicken, they don't actually know what they're talking about because chickens don't taste like chickens anymore.
No.
So if chicken doesn't taste like chicken, then the whole world is topsy-turvy. I mean, nothing makes sense anymore. I'm like freaking out about this. It's when everything starts to taste like tuna fish. That's when we should just kind of put our heads between our knees and kiss our butts goodbye, because that's the end of the world. Oh, no. Canned chicken tastes like tuna fish.
I thought it was tuna first time I had
canned
it.
Canned chicken tastes like tuna fish. We're going down.
We're going down. Well, they made the same
way. It's the end of the world, and hopefully everyone is listening to our show during what would be the end. You know what? To heck with that. I'm going to go home and hug and kiss my family.
Oh, my family's in Sonoma.
If it's the end of the world, I'm not continuing to broadcast, man.
Well, it's not happening now. I mean,
it's not happening right now?
No, canned chickens taste like tuna for years, so really.
Oh, okay, and the world didn't end in January 1st, 2012, like it was supposed to. So, and then it was also supposed to end 12 years earlier, soon as it hit the year 2000. Like, that number means anything. You know, according to the Jewish calendar, it's like year 5700 something.
And what is it to the Asian calendar also? The
Chinese New Year thing. 14,012.
Something huge.
Kangaroo. You know who really knows what to do with a piece of chicken is our good friends Dining Tonight. Right, Marcus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they love cooking chicken. They get nice, healthy, plump breasts. They have it in lasagna. They grill it. This week, they're doing it with a beurre blanc, grapefruit beurre blanc.
Right.
Yes, with sweet potato fries and a broccoli salad. That broccoli salad
everybody loves. Fresh, healthy, cooked every afternoon, and then delivered right to their customers' doors.
Yeah.
DineInTonight.com. If you go to the website, sign up. You can even call them, 888-64-MEALS. If you use promo code KCBQ, you will, when you sign up, get a fifth week of dinners delivered to your house completely free. These are not frozen. Mm. This is not a diet plan.
Nope.
This is healthy, fresh, good for you, gourmet, delicious, everyday meals. It's a lifestyle. It's just everyone in San Diego should be eating this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our family eats it like every day.
Yes.
Your family eats it like every, well, you do, because your wife and child are vegan. So, but at least you don't have to cook dinner for yourself.
That's true.
So that's all taken care of. And wonderful service. Wow. Absolutely stupendous service. I have no idea how they can do it for $10 an entree, but they do.
Yeah, I hear chefs and restaurants telling me that's not possible.
They're like food geniuses.
Yes.
And the food is absolutely delicious. Call now, ask some questions, or check out the website. Look at the menu on the website. It's a different meal every day.
They have, like, I think 100 different meals now they cycle through, so you can't get, or you won't get bored.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You will not get bored. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be discussing food allergies. You think you have them. You bug people with them. You tick off anyone making food for you, and there's usually nothing wrong with you. You're fine. And the people who think you have them, coming up next on Food Fight, we're going to be talking about you.
You.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.